Pastor Bill, we knew exactly what he meant this morning. Because I know I talk about the smartphone. Those smartphones are too smart for me, so you can see where I am. Hallelujah. God is good, isn't it?
Amen.
Thank God for his great love and mercy.
Amen.
And for his kindness. Hallelujah. Now last week we talked about, and we're going to go back to the scripture from last week, Romans 15:4, that one verse that we talked about last week. Romans chapter 15, verse 4. Let's look at that again tonight. Let's read that one verse tonight, Romans 15:4. Amen. Whatsoever things were written aforetime was written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scripture might have hope. The Old Testament was written for our learning. Isn't that right?
Amen.
The Old Testament. Hallelujah. Now, that we might have hope. 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 The word contains no uncertainty. It speaks of something that is certain but not realized. The believer's ultimate destiny is to share in the glory of God. I have some scripture here. You might want to write them down. Romans chapter 8, verses 29 and 30. The Gospel of John 17, chapter 17, verse 22. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. 1 John 3, verses 1 and 2. So the believer's ultimate destiny is to share in the glory of God, and that hope will be realized because Christ himself secured it. 1 Timothy 1:1. Christ secured it without the clear and certain promises of the word of God. The believer would have no basis for hope. Romans 15:4. And Psalms 119, verse 81, and also verse 114, and Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12, Jeremiah 14:8. Hope, the expectation of future good. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we thank you tonight for your word and for your love, and thank you for the great service this morning, Lord. God, help us to take the word of God and mix it with faith, Lord. Lord, don't let us be forgetful hearers, but help us to take the word of God and to obey it, Lord. For your words are true. Your word is holy and pure. And Lord, help us tonight to look to thee, to stand on the word of God, Lord. Speak through these lips of clay tonight. Have your way, Father. We pray in Jesus' name and for the glory of God. Amen. Now, last week we talked about some of the characters of the Old Testament. We talked about Moses last week. We talked about Isaiah and also Jeremiah. Now, tonight, we'll talk about Abraham. Abraham was a man that God chose. Abraham was living in his father's household amongst his kinfolks. And God told Abraham, said, to get out from among your household, from your father's house, and from through a household, from your kindred, unto a land I'm going to show you. And Abraham believed God. And he began to walk by faith. He didn't know where he was going, but he knew God had spoke to him. And that's good, isn't it? If you know God has spoken to you, you need to obey. You need to get out and obey God. Follow God. And as Abraham went, God led Abraham. He followed God. And God led him. into, well, eventually God gave him the land of Canaan, didn't he? But God blessed Abraham as he went. And Abraham was got to be an old man. And he didn't have no heir. And Abraham was upset. But God had promised him, I'm going to give you a son. And God gave him that son, didn't he? God gave him that son. Abraham was, what, about 100 years old? Sarah, about 90 years old. But God is true to his word. We can depend on the Lord, can't we? God is faithful. He gave Abraham that son. But before he gave, I'm going to go back a little bit further. Before he gave Abraham the son, Abraham didn't have no heir. He didn't have an heir. So Abraham said to his oldest servant, Eliezer, said, now, I don't want you to take a wife of the Canaanites, for I'm living in this land now. I don't want you to take a wife of my son from the Canaanites, but I want you to go back to my homeland and get a wife. Choose a wife for my son, Isaac. And Eliezer, his servant, said, now if I go, and if she's not willing to come, do you want me to take your son there? He said, no, do not take my son there. But Abraham said, go. He said, the angel of the Lord, God's going to send an angel before you. Isn't that something? God's going to send an angel before you and going to work it out for you. And God did send the angel. Eliezer went. And he got a wife for Isaac, which was Rebekah. He had prayed. Eliezer prayed, you know, he asked God for a certain sign. And God gave him those signs. And Rebekah was willing to go back with the servants. And she went back. And Isaac was 40 years old when he married Rebekah. But Rebekah was barren, couldn't have no children. So Isaac talked to the Lord. He entreated the Lord for his wife, and God opened the womb. And she conceived in a womb. Now, when she conceived, that was a struggle. She was having a struggle in her womb. And she went to the Lord and talked to the Lord about it. And you know what the Lord said to her? Two nations are in your womb. Two nations. The elder shall serve the younger. Amen. The elder shall serve the younger. One shall be stronger than the other. And it happened. Now, she had twins, Esau and Jacob. And when Esau was born, he was born first. He came out and he was red and hairy. And then Jacob came out, and Jacob grabbed a hold to his brother's heel. See, Jacob was something else, wasn't he? You better believe it. He was called the trickster, serplanner, trickster. Why? But he tried a lot of tricks too. Amen. He stole his brother's birthright, didn't he? My Lord. But God's got a number, haven't he? God brought Jacob to the end of himself. The Bible said, see, Jacob had to go and face his brother. And as he was on his way to face his brother, he was afraid. He had a lot of his family and people with him. But he was afraid to go to meet his brother. And the Bible said, Jacob, see, he sent the people his people ahead of him. And the Bible said, Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled with him a man till the breaking of the day. And Jacob got a good hold, didn't he? He got a good hold. And the man said, let me go, for the day breaketh. Jacob said, I will not let thee go except you bless me. And he said, what is your name? He said, my name is Jacob. He said, your name going to be called Israel, not Jacob no more, but Israel. God blessed him because he had a determination to hold on to God, to get what God had for him. Isn't that right? And saints of God, we've got to be determined to trust God, to hold on to God, to obey God. And Jacob had 12 sons. It's a lot of sons, isn't it? But he had Joseph was his favorite. Now, when you got children, be careful about having favorites. You can get in trouble, can't you? Amen. He had 12 sons, and Joseph was his favorite son. He made Joseph a coat of many colors. He showed favoritism to Joseph. And Joseph was a dreamer. He had dreams. And he would tell the dreams to his mother and father and to his brothers. And his brothers didn't like him. They hated him, really, for doing all his, saying all his things, like he was so high and mighty. That's the way they felt about it. Hallelujah. But Joseph was blessed of God, wasn't he? Joseph was, his brothers was jealous of him, and they sold him. First, they put him in a pit, didn't they? He didn't have no water in it, but they put him in this pit. But then they drew him out, and they sold him into Egypt. Joseph was sold into Egypt. But it was the plan of God, wasn't it? See, what God's purpose was stand. As he had thought, so shall it come to pass. So Joseph trusted God. Could I get some water? Joseph trusted God. Joseph believed God. Now, I'm talking about some things that were written aforetime that was written for our learning. Isn't that right? That we, through patience and comfort of the scripture, might have hope. And we have hope tonight. We have hope. I mean, in the midst of the darkness, and we're living in a dark world. We're living in a cold world. We're living in a hateful world. Isn't that right? We're living in a world where people hate God. Hallelujah. But God is faithful. Thank you, my brother. God is true. God is holy and pure. And God wants us to stand up for him. Amen. And be counted. Yes. We got to take a stand for the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for Pastor Venable. Amen. A true man of God. A man that walk and talk with God. And I saw the anointing on him this morning. My Lord, hallelujah. God is great, saints. Amen. Let's hold on to God's unchanging hand. So Joseph was sold into Egypt, but God blessed him. And he really blessed him, didn't he? Yes. I mean, he was lied upon, but he still believed God. Amen. You know, when you really know the Lord, not just know about him. Some people just know about God. Some people, they sit around and they listen to the word. And some people study the word of God, but don't know the Lord. Hallelujah. But we got to know him. Yes. Paul was saved for a number of years, but Paul loved God so much until he wanted to really be in the perfect will of God. Not just the permissive will, but the perfect will of God. And Paul said, that I may know him. Well, don't you know him, Paul? Yes, I know him. But I want to know him in more intimately. Yes. I want a closer walk with God. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto his death. That's what he wanted. That's what we need to come to that place in God. Isn't that right? God's not praying. And God is doing his best to bring us up, to bring us to. Isn't that right? He's striving to bring us up. And thank God I want to go up. I need to go up. I've been seeking the Lord. I know that I'm not near where I ought to be in the Lord, but I'm striving to please God. I want to know the Lord. I really, really, really want to know him. Hallelujah. Thank God. To the extent, amen, that he'd be pleased with me. Isn't that right? I want God to be pleased with me. When God look on me, I don't want him to frown. I want him to smile. Don't y'all want God to smile on you? You better believe we do. We want God to smile on us because God is faithful. Yeah. We can't say that enough, can we? God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. Hallelujah. And we can read about the old patriarchs as they walked with God and lived for God and obeyed God, and God never left them, did he? Amen. Many of them died, but that's all right. When you die in the faith, you go to be with the Lord, don't you? Hallelujah. They go right to be. That's even why the Apostle Paul said, hallelujah. For me to live is Christ. As long as I live in this flesh, I'm going to live for Christ. That's the reason why when they took him in Caesar's household and when they chained him to the guards, I really feel when they chained him to those guards, I feel that anointing. They could feel that power. I feel like those guards could feel the power in the anointing of God. And Paul, no doubt, Paul wasn't preaching to them all the time. Certainly wasn't. He didn't have to. Paul was praying some, wasn't he? He had to pray. He prayed some. But thank God, he wrote and said, he talked about the people in Caesar's household. That them got saved. Thank God. And saints of God. Hallelujah. I have retired from that job, but you don't retire from God's work, do you? You never retire from God's work. But I really want to refire. When y'all pray for my sweetheart and I, my wife and I, when y'all pray for us, say, God, help them to refire, especially Brother Taylor. Hallelujah. I want God to put some firebrand under me, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes, thank God. I want to please God. I really do. Hallelujah. God is faithful. But Joseph was sold into Egypt. And God blessed him. And you know how he was put in jail because he was, God blessed him, and he was in this man's house, and he was in charge of this man's house. The man made him, put him in charge. But the man's wife had her eyes on him, you know. She wanted Joseph to come and lay with her. He wanted Joseph to commit adultery with her. But Joseph would not, would he? Joseph stood for truth. Amen. Hallelujah. He stood for truth, and he got put in jail, in prison. Because he was lied upon. But God brought him out, didn't he? He told the it was a, two men had dreams, wasn't it? It was a baker and a butler, is that right? A baker and a butler. They both had a dream the same night. And this butler, he dreamed how that he saw Pharaoh's cup, you know, and I saw wine in it, like he was going to serve Pharaoh again, something. And so Joseph said, yes, sir, you're going to be restored. I think it was 3 days, I believe he said. And the butler had his dream, but it wasn't good, was it? Wasn't good at all. They killed him, hung him, I believe it was, and the birds ate his flesh. Joseph told him. See, all dreams are not good, are they? All of them are not. I mean, Joseph just interpreted what God revealed to him. But God raised Joseph up, took him to Pharaoh, and he was made, he was second to Pharaoh, wasn't he? He was. God strengthened him and blessed him and raised him up and gave him wisdom. See, you know we need the wisdom of God, don't we? Yes. Amen. Amen. There's the wisdom of the world, and there's the wisdom of God. The wisdom of the world is earthly, devilish, and sinful. That's the wisdom of the world. But God said, if any man lack wisdom, what? Let him ask of God. Let him ask of God. Let him ask in faith and not waver. And God said how he would bless and give wisdom. God gave Solomon wisdom, didn't he? Solomon was a man of wisdom. But see, Solomon messed up at the end, you know. I mean, because my. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God is faithful, saints. Thank God for Joseph. He stood true and faithful to God, and God raised him up. And there was corn in Egypt when there wasn't corn nowhere else. When there was famine all around, there was corn in Egypt. And even, hallelujah, Joseph's family had to send to Egypt to get corn because God had provided. God have a way. God's way is the right way. Yes. Hallelujah. Well, let's stand upon the word of God tonight. Whatsoever things were written aforetime was written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scripture might have hope. We might have hope. Thank God. Thank God we do have hope, don't we? We have hope tonight. And let's look at Daniel was a man of God, a true man of God. He trusted God. He believed God. He obeyed God. And that's the reason why when they lied on Daniel. Daniel was a praying man. He prayed, what, three times a day. He went into his room and prayed three times a day. And they cooked up, they hatched up something out of hell. They hatched up a lie and they went to the king and said, King, this decree, we're going to make this decree. Anybody, the Bible said it was for 30 days, I believe it said, that if they pray to any God besides you, I believe that's where it goes, right? Said, we're going to cast them into a den of lions. Isn't that something? They're going to cast them into a den of lions. Daniel knew about the decree. When they did this, see, they were jealous. They were jealous of Daniel because the king had in mind putting Daniel over the whole thing. Over all the presidents and all. He had in mind, and they were jealous of Daniel. And they said, well, we don't know anything about him. We can't get in on it except we, with him and his God. That's a picture right there, isn't it? Daniel the lion today is. Hallelujah. Thank God. But Daniel stood true to God. And when Daniel, I don't know why he was standing up like that. I don't know. But anyway, they put Daniel in that den of lions and closed the lid. My Lord. What happened down there? Well, all I can say is God closed the lion's mouth. Shut the lion's mouth, didn't it? Couldn't one of those lions touch him? He might have made a pillow out of him. I don't know. We don't know. But anyway, God delivered Daniel. God was with him in the lion's den. Isn't that right? But the people that lied on Daniel, my, what about them? When the king went that next morning and saw Daniel was still alive, they pulled him up, and the people that lied on Daniel, they threw them into the lion's den. Not only them, but the wives and the children, they threw them all in there. You know why? We didn't throw their wives and children because they didn't want that contamination, that sin to remain. Isn't that right? See, so let's get rid of them, their wives and their children. That's what they did. Got rid of all of them. My. Because they knew a God that could deliver from a lion's den had to be an almighty God. Had to be a true God. Had to be a God that have all power. Because lions will eat a man, won't it? I believe you get... My. They talked about about these two men. Say a lion got after them. And one of them stopped to pull his shoes off. One of them stopped to pull his shoes off. And he said, what are you doing that for? He said, you know, he felt like the lion would get the one that would be the slowest. So I'm going to outrun you. Well, he might have got away, you know, if that be the case. But they tell a story about that anyway, you know. But I tell you, God is faithful. Daniel held on to God. Daniel trusted God. Hallelujah. He trusted God. Huh? All right, what does it say? Daniel 6:20. All right. What did it say? Now see, this is when the king came the next morning. He cried with a lamentable voice. He cried with a lamentable voice after he came that next morning. And what did he say? Oh, Daniel. Stop a minute. Oh, Daniel, what? Servant of the living God. I know you have a God that lives. See, idol gods are dead. Isn't that right? It's only one true God. All these idols are dead. Oh, Daniel, servant of the living God. Now, this king knew Daniel served his God continually. It wasn't an on and off thing. He saw that Daniel daily served God. Daniel daily prayed. Daniel daily did the things that pleased God. Your God that you serve continually, what?
Able to deliver the
Is he able to deliver thee from the lions? My God. He asked Daniel a question because he believed. He believed in that Daniel's God was a real God, a true God. Is he able to deliver thee from the lions? And what happened? Then said Daniel. See, Daniel heard him because God had delivered. Then said Daniel to the king. O king, live forever. Hallelujah. My God has sent his angel. My God has sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth. Hallelujah. An angel can shut the lion's mouth, can't he? You better believe he can. My God has sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth. Hallelujah. So God delivered Daniel from the lion's den. What was written aforetime, well, we can learn. We're learning through this. Isn't that right? Was written for our learning that we, through patience and comfort of the scripture, might have hope. Hallelujah. We have hope tonight. The world don't have hope. How many of y'all know that? The Bible says how people are in the world without God. Without God. And what? And without hope. Amen. Without God and without hope. And when you don't have hope, hallelujah. If you don't have hope, you don't have nothing, do you? You don't. You people, in order to live, we got to have hope. Isn't that right? We got to have hope. People are living without God and without hope. That's the reason why they're so miserable. You see people doing all kind of wicked things, evil things, ungodly things. People committing suicide. People lying and stealing and doing all kind of things that's ungodly because they don't have no hope. See, a lot of people feel like, and the devil deceived people. A lot of people feel like, say, when you're dead, you're done. In other words, that's all of it. They don't believe in you have no soul or spirit. They believe when you die, that's all of it. It's not all of it. That's not all of it. When God made man and breathed the breath of life into his nostrils, man became a living soul. That means we're going to live eternally somewhere. Isn't that right? We're going to live eternally somewhere. Either with God in heaven or in the lake of fire with the devil. Isn't that right? With the devil and his angels. See, because hell was, listen what the Bible says. Hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. Isn't that right? But anybody else that go in there, they're intruders. I mean, they're sticking their nose in where it didn't belong. Because, see, God made, hallelujah. God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come, the Bible says, as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with the great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also, and the works of the darkness shall be burned up. Seeing that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for, isn't that right? We're looking for the coming of the Lord. We know he's coming. That gives us hope. That gives us peace. That gives us joy. That gives us comfort. That gives us consolation to serve God. Amen. Out of a pure heart. Amen. So as we walk around daily, in this world, the Bible says we're in the world, but not of the world. As we walk around daily in this world, we have hope, don't we? And that's the reason why we can have the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. May God bless you tonight. Pray for Pastor Venable and Sister Venable. Thank God they're doing a great work for the Lord here. They are. Pray for them that God would continue to strengthen them and protect and deliver them and keep them, continue to use them. Pray for their family, Alan and his family. God will save them and bring them in. Hallelujah, that they'll come and serve God, dedicate their lives to the Lord. Pray for Matthew. God, take care of him, deliver him, meet his needs. Amen. And pray for their family. You know, they got unsaved loved ones. Pray that God would save them. And let's pray for one another, saints. Let's pray for each other in the church here, one another. All right? Let's love. God wants us to love one another, doesn't he? He really wants us to love. I'm talking about the agape love, and that only comes from the Lord. Flesh love, that won't get it. Gotta be that agape love, which is God love. That's even why Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know what? that you're my disciple if you have love one to the other. Amen. May God bless you tonight. Brother, you got a song? May God bless you tonight.